The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
These past couple of weeks have been momentous, to say the least, and I'd feel kind of stupid to not at least acknowledge what's gone down. This is a global music program, and I like to take a few moments off the top to speak to stories of global importance. As a Canadian, I've been reluctant to comment on the elephant lying in bed next to us. There's always been a little trepidation that one evening it might roll over and crush us. Well, the elephant in the room has left the room, and 4 years of pent-up anxiety has melted off Canada's collective shoulders. And it's not just us. Bells were tolling all over Europe, with so many countries suffering the ravages of the COVID plague. People around the world found time last Saturday to do a little victory dance for the results of the U.S. presidential election. We hadn't seen that kind of worldwide collective joy since the end of World War II. Mostly, if I can project my feelings, and I assure you, I've heard from many others who feel the same way, we are elated to have America once again resuming a role as an active global partner in humanity's collective fight against climate change, COVID-19, social inequality, racial discrimination, world hunger, wildlife protection, just to name a few. Over the past 4 years, we felt cut off as the U.S. became increasingly more insular, and with it, increasingly unpredictable and defiant, reflecting the views of not the many, but of one elephant, who has now thankfully left the room. More voters than any election in U.S. history cast their ballots in a stunning display of democratic freedom, an example to the rest of us who shrug our shoulders and say, meh, when 40% or less can be bothered to vote. Congratulations to the U.S. of A. for showing us the way, relieving our anxiety, and pointing to a better future. I'm Cal Coat, and this is brand new for Sima Funk, the first pre-release from the forthcoming Havana Meets Kingston Part 2. If the reboot is as good as the original, it should be a killer album. This is Sima Funk with Beat Comme Flow from World Beat Canada.
Let's go. president will be speaking on all stations shortly.
Chilean and Peruvian duo called Vuelo Animal, some synth punk, and they are actually from Sweden. Chaos and Orden with Cumbia Asesina, and Sima Funk before that, and Beat Calm Flow from the forthcoming Havana Meets Kingston Part 2. Here's Alonzo. His latest album is called Shh, recorded at Real World Studios. This is Strife from World Beat Canada. Proficient at both guitar and Chapman stick, which is a really cool instrument. Alonzo and Strife from Shh. Don't worry, this isn't a library. This is global music at its best. Os Tropis are next. A six-piece reviving the Tropicália movement of 60s Brazil with Lua Escura. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada. I'm glad you could be here. I'm Cal Coote.
Depois ajoelha as nossas deusas de flor. Oh,
That's brand new. From Bosque y su Descarga Internacional, it is Mi Arrezal featuring Dorcas on vocals. That's from DJ producer Bosque, who immigrated to Colombia recently and has just emerged with a great new disc. Time for your touch of the familiar. We played this a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's worth another spin. It's a great Hawaiian slide guitar and twangy Americana take on something from the Beatles' White Album. This is Beth Bombara and Revolution Number 1, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Change the world.
Bombara and Revolution number one. And straight ahead, Nihiloxica from the album Kaloli, from the seething underground of Kinshasa's music scene. Some great new Afro futures on World Beat Canada. That's heading your way. I'm Kel Coat.
We'll be right back. Reggae Fever.
And you've discovered World Beat Canada Radio.
Uns naibo, dung dina uns naibo. Uns naibrabo, di you na mohai. Snatran trai, jira naibo manda kloon. Airway na kloon, vumung yang ni. Lang mohpo, dul ong chumaron na kloon.
A very curious psychedelic blend of Khmer pop from Cambodia and American rock and roll. It is Dengue Fever. That one is Snaibong. Before that, some Afrofutures from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's Nihiluxica from the album Kaloli, which is a kind of stork that lives on the giant garbage heaps on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Now, something brand new from an Indo-Canadian composer of some note. He's an award-winning composer, mostly working with anime films. but he moves between Vancouver and San Francisco, and he's putting out an album called Spicy Beats. This is Raj Ramea and Long Gone Guru from World Beat Canada. That's funky like crazy. Raj Ramea and Long Gone Guru. He was actually raised in Saskatchewan, which makes us proud to have a talented Indo-Canadian like him to feature on World Beat Canada. Still more of the best music from around the world to Morocco next, where we find Bob Le Blues. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Kel Cote.
Have a little bit of you.
horizon and beyond.
Our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together.
And borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
A soft spot for sweet, sweet pop. That sounds like it comes right out of the Brill Building. Featuring the voice of Amber Arcades, that was the Go Team from the album Semicircle. The answer's no. Now, what was the question? Really like the electric sitar in there, too. Adds a nice retro feel. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with the ever effervescent Patricia Fraser. I hope you're checking that program out, too. You'll find our streams on Mixcloud, and those links are up at the homepage at worldbeatcanada.com. Start there. You can also like us on Facebook, and I hope you do that, at World Beat Canada and Celt in a Twist. There's pages for both with playlists and links for both shows. Something weird and wonderful from the Global Rhythms Volume 2 compilation. It's a German-Turkish collaboration called Arctic Samayasajim by Superfly Orchestra. But our last word goes to Eric Hoffer. In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists.
Yeah.
Communications.